All right, bid you a good morning and featuring some companies that are doing miraculous things to advance our technology in medicine and in other areas. And this morning, I couldn't be happier other than to have on Andrew J. Whalen. He's the president and founder of Bioelectronics Corporation, the developer and manufacturer of a family of advanced drug-free analgesic services. And we're talking about medical devices to relieve pain. I want to give you the website. It's bielcorp.com, bielcorp.com. Get an investor's kit. It's traded on the OTC on the pink sheets, the symbol BIEL. And Andrew, welcome and congratulations on everything Bioelectronics Corporation is accomplishing. It's great to have you on.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, maybe you could fill us in an overview. Just you and I chatted about, I don't have it, but the issue of chronic pain is just an awful one. And I've seen so many people who have it. It makes me cringe. And you're making great advances in that area along with other areas. Could you give us a little bit of insight?
Sure. I mean, I do want to talk about the mega opportunity that we have with chronic pain. I mean, chronic pain is not a druggable condition. So in our medical device provides, you know, almost miraculous pain relief for there's 1.5 billion people around the world. I mean, the U.S. alone market is 116 million people who suffer from chronic pain, many is, you know, for as long as 20 years. So the reception for the product has really been key and important, and clearly, our product is doing a superb job. That's what I'd like to talk about, explain that mega opportunity this morning, explain what's unique about the product or our platform, and what additional products we can come up with that treat conditions beyond just chronic musculoskeletal pain.
It's so important. Why don't you address that right now? And I want you to use every minute here, so go.
All right. What our device is classed as a pulse shortwave device, but what's unique about our device is traditionally those were diathermy devices or put in heat in. And what we've been able to establish is that the pulsing, not the heat, is the effective mechanism of action. So essentially what the device does is it taps the efferent nerve. That stimulates a muscle response. It's the muscle response that we can measure the increased blood flow that moves out the inflammation and therefore reduces the pain. So for conditions like musculoskeletal pain, if you're putting a drug into your stomach, that's not going to do much for you. You need to treat your back, your neck, your knee, and muscles. And that's what our device does. The device is really kind of unique. It sells at retails for $30. Like in the UK, it's 20 pounds at $30. And that provides 720 hours of therapy that you can turn on and off and provides, something on the order of 4 cents an hour therapy. So you can put it on at night for muscles, for osteoarthritis in knees, an example, and that'll provide 8 hours of treatment. You're talking about 30 cents in cost, and you're getting pain relief that's just unbelievable. Two big things are happening right now with the company. Yesterday, the Pain Management, which is a medical, refereed medical journal in the UK, and quite prominent, has published our survey of 5,000 patients, that we did. That shows dramatic improvements in pain reduction and the quality of life of those patients. And the other key factor is, we're, God willing, sometime today or worst case tomorrow, we'll file another FDA clearance for the over-the-counter market. Our big customer in the UK is Walgreens Boots. Boots is the dominant.
So how far along are you in the clinical trial so we can actually see massive distribution in the marketplace and profound results?
Oh, we're quite advanced in terms for, you know, a small company. We have a unique staff of our medical directors and anesthesiologists. We have a director of research. We have a director of electroceutical research or biophysicists. We have our own engineering people. So we're extremely qualified. We have, at this point, we have 7 published clinical trials specifically on our product. We have 5 ongoing clinical trials that we're doing for new products. We clearly see that we can solve and use the product for things like migraine headaches, diabetic neuropathy, post-operative chronic wounds. And, you know, on that we have a working relationship with Bevorn, the big German company, and our specialists in orthopedic implants, where we're showing extremely good. So our competence in clinical trials is very high. The only thing is we never seem to have enough cash to keep.
Well, yeah, that's where I was going to go next. So perhaps you may want to give just a brief scenario in terms of the stock, outstanding shares, market cap. I'm going to throw all of this at you. I know you can handle it. Strategic alliances, acquisitions, partnerships, joint ventures, where the company is going, why investors should be interested.
Well, the key thing is the product. I mean, the product and the market opportunity is very clear. Musculoskeletal pain is 80%, 80 to 85% of chronic pain. Chronic pain is just an unresolved pain. You know, the data I mentioned earlier, when we go out and survey those patients, which is published, and it's on our website. You can go look at on our website, go to BioCorp, and go to clinical/evidence. The published studies are there. But what's important is that the chronic pain is not resolved. And so people that have chronic pain, what we find, even I was stunned by, that there's somewhere the existing pain level, that are people that are on 2 medications, most of the time it's 1.9 drugs, have an existing pain level of 8 points on a scale of 10, or 8 point plus 10. We knocked that down 57%. We knocked down those VAS scores dramatically.
Wow. That's pretty significant.
And then, from a business standpoint, we've tracked them now. Some of them actually were starting to get 1-year data. After a year, somewhere around 60 to 54, depending on how we knock down the number, soon we're going to lose some of them on the future. But they're buying 2.7 devices on an annual basis. In terms of being a cost-effective product, the product is only 25% of them have to use it every day. The other 75% are using it as needed, which they either say they use it weekly or they just use it as they need it. So in terms of being cost-effective and competitive against the drugs, it's extremely good. I mean, our product is 100% safe. It's drug-free. You don't have any concern about side effects whatsoever. We've never had, in all the clinical trials that we've done to date, we've never had adverse effects while using the product. So the main reason is that we have, as you mentioned, we have the clinical data going forward. We have solid evidence, most important on our marketing, which we call our Try and Tell program, is that we have exceptionally good consumer acceptance of the product. You know, the initial problem is always, well, you've got this little device that looks like a hanger or something, and, you know, and you're telling me this is going to solve my chronic pain. And so we sell, in the UK, we sell a test unit, which runs for 7 days for £2.95. which is about $4.50. We want to charge them for that, but what we find is that those people we follow up with the surveys with them, 70% of less are getting effective pain relief, and those are the people that that we can track a year later and still reusing and the product. And the big problem for the company, and the reason we've had a lot of dilution and a lot of suffering, if you will, along the way, is we hadn't get the U.S. FDA clearance. And as I mentioned, because we have a good working relationship with Boots and good success in their stores, very good success. In fact, we're the second largest product sold on their website, and we're the leading analytics.
Well, this is a company for people to look at whether you're interested in the product or as an investor. You should go to BielCorp.com, BIELCORP. The wonderful people at Bioelectronics Corporation will help you out. It's quite a story, and it's a benefit for just millions and billions of people around the world. Love having you on, Andy Whalen. Good luck in the future.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
This is Stu Taylor.